verse 27. Luke 1 and 27. To a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, and the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus, and he shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her who is called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaiden of the Lord. And this is one of the most powerful statements that we could all make today. Be it unto me according to thy word. Amen. And this morning, I want to present to you this message that I have simply entitled, Be Like Mary. Be Like Mary. Amen. Could we pray? Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray that you would touch our hearts and our minds right now. That you would strengthen our hearts, oh God. That you would have your way in this house, Lord. That you would touch us with your power and with your anointing, oh God. Lord, we pray right now, Lord, that you would use these few words that I'm going to say today. Lord, that we could again suspend our mindset of celebration, and we could allow your word to speak to us, and that we would not just hear it, but we would receive it and respond to it right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Why don't you put your Bibles down and put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Before you're seated, why don't you turn to somebody and say, Be like Mary. God bless you. You may be seated. My subtitle is Everywhere That Mary Went. Now, Mary was not some ethereal being as some religions might try to make her. She was not some great holy person that exceeded all others on earth. She just happened to be the vessel that God chose, and she was a chosen vessel. She was just a girl with a heart for God. After this miraculous moment of conception of this promised child, this Messiah that was to save the world, she was simply just an expectant mother. In fact, it was probably a little more complicated than that, because not only was she an expectant mother, but she was an expectant mother that had not been married yet. And so she had to deal with the process of the thing that God was doing in her. And after this miraculous moment, she had to deal with it. And as most ladies that have been mothers or are mothers know, her hormones quickly betrayed her emotions. Her body betrayed her wardrobe. Her circumstance betrayed her reputation. Her exhaustion betrayed her energy. But yet, here in this process, she decided that this thing that was happening to her was so important that as all of our mothers have done and will do in the future, they pour themselves in to the process. And they begin, I've watched it, I've watched the transformation of their minds as they find the news that they are about to have a baby. And this, their whole mindset begins to focus on this thing that is coming, this child that is inside of them. They begin to prepare their schedule. They begin to prepare their diet. They begin to change what they do and what they don't do. And they begin to think about, where are we going to create the nursery, and what color are we going to paint it, and what are we going to do when it gets here, and is it going to be a boy or a girl? And the answer is yes. I know in this day and age people wonder, but it's just yes. It's a boy or a girl. There's nothing in between. Don't let anybody lie to you. And so you begin to think about all of these things, and your whole world, your whole mindset, your whole life is transformed by this knowledge that there is something inside of you that is going to grow and going to become a child, and it won't be long until you're dreaming about holding it, and you're fascinated by the process, and when that child does come, and all of the process for it to get here, and the travail and the pain is just almost erased at the moment that you hold that little baby in your arms, and their little hands wrap around your fingers, and you hear those hopefully gentle cries. They're not always gentle. And then they get to be 2 years old, and you're wondering who you can give them to for a little while. And then it gets better, and then they become teenagers, and I have no news for you there. Just God bless you. I do have some good news. Eventually, they do get past it. But Mary had a powerful proclamation made in her life that she was going to be the vessel to carry the Messiah, the promised one, that the one that she had heard all of her life, and her parents had heard all of their life, and their parents had heard all of their life, and so on and so forth, all the way back 400 years or so or more of promises of Scripture, that here one day the Messiah is going to come. And now she knows it's her. She's the vessel. Be like Mary. Be like Mary. There's an old nursery rhyme, all of us could quote it. It says, Mary had a little lamb. His fleece was white as snow. Everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. And so for my purposes and my poetic license today, I've rewritten it. Mary, yeah, oh no. It's not a dad joke, I don't think. It's just rewritten. Mary had a little lamb. His fleece was white as snow. Everywhere that Jesus went, Mary was sure to go. And I noticed this, that in her powerful calling, in this choosing of her to be a vessel, she did not see herself as something that was so holy and so above the process. But you notice all the way through her life and Jesus' life, as we see that she realized that after she had submitted to this angel's proclamation and said these powerful words, be it unto me according to thy word, she started this process. She submitted herself, even though she would have to suffer, even though she would have to carry a physical burden, even though her body would be stretched beyond imagination from that little teenage girl not even understanding what the process was going to be, even though she was willing to be ridiculed if necessary. But here, this Mary, she was willing to deliver the word to the world. And so from the very moment that she was overshadowed by the Spirit of God, even the moment that she was overjoyed when she met her cousin Elizabeth, and Jesus was inside of her, and Elizabeth said, oh, my baby is leaping inside of me because of what is inside of you. She was there. And then at 8 days old, her and Joseph went to present Jesus to the priest. She was there. She brought him back to the house of God. She heard the proclamation, not only the prayers of the priest, but the prophet Simeon, as he took the child in his hands and he turned his face toward heaven and he said, "Oh, now I can die because I have seen the promised one, the one you told me I would see before I died." She was there. They all rang in her ears. All of these things were in her heart. Amen. And then when he was 12 years old, obviously between that early age and 12, I'm sure they went to the temple every year. Every time they got the opportunity, they went. But when he was 12, we know they went because they went to the temple. They went to the feast to worship. And on their way back, they realized that Jesus was not with the company. And so they went running back and they found him in the temple as he was confounding the wise men as they were asking him questions. She was there. She was there. We see her at the marriage. And Jesus came to be with her and be with the family that was connected. And it was the beginning of his miracles. She called Jesus over. And at first he said, "Well, it's really not my time yet." And I love, this is a perfect picture of a mother. She held her authority in a very gentle way. Even though that Jesus was the Messiah, he was the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Nothing was created except it was created for him and by him and through him. But yet when his mother said, she turned around to the servants and she said, "You just do whatever he tells you to do." Somebody told me that was the best advice a mother could ever give. When she turned away from Jesus, she said, "Hey, you just do whatever he tells you to do." And so mothers, if you want to give your children some good advice today, why don't you look at them in the face and say, "Hey, why don't you do whatever Jesus tells you to do?" Whatever he wants you to do, you do that. Wherever he wants you to be, you be there. Whatever he wants you to be, you be that. And so I want you to know that she was there when he performed his first miracle. And not only did he turn the water to wine, but he turned the water to the best wine. We know that because the one that was over the feast took the wine and sipped it. He said, "Oh, this is so unusual. Usually the household holds the best wine or gives the best wine first. And holds the bad wine for the last after everyone's had a drink. But now, not this case. Not this case. Now you have saved the best for last." And if that's not a principle of God, I'll never know what is. He is always saving the best for last. It's not over. Wherever your situation is right now, whatever you need to be transformed in your life, it's not over. God is saving the best for last. He is still in the restoration business. He is still in the healing business. He is still in the calling business. He is still reaching for people. But Mary was there. And she also went some really hard places. The Bible tells us that she was at the cross. Can you imagine seeing your son in that condition? Just any son would be hard. But knowing that this is the Messiah, the perfect one, that you could not find any mistakes in him and you're the closest one to him on this earth. You've spent more time with him than anyone. But he was perfect. And you see him lifted up and you hear all the painful things that people are saying about him and the ridicule and the jokes and the spitting. Can you imagine? I don't know Mary's temperament, but it must have been better than my wife's. Because you love Sister Shindall, but you meet Mama Bear if you mess with Simeon, Anna, or even me, really. So Mary must have been a little more patient than most. But can you imagine? Can you imagine the pain I'm a daddy, you know. We're telling our kids, hey, just rub some dirt on it. Get up, you'll be all right. But when my kids are really hurting and they're really sick and they're having to take shots, I leave the room. And when they're having to have an IV like Simeon did when he was 6 months old because he was dehydrated, I'm like, she's staying, I'm gone, I'm out in the hall. Because I feel everything. And I can't even imagine being a mother and giving birth to this child. And now you see him as he's bloody. His head is stuck with all the thorns, and his beard is plucked, and his face is red and hurting. And you see the blood on his cloak, on his back, and you see how he's been beaten. And then you see all these people that you know, you remember, it's still ringing in your ear that this child is going to save the people from their sins. It's still ringing in your ears and your heart. But yet you see him in this position, and I can't even imagine how gut-wrenching that must have been. But Mary was there. Mary went all the way to the cross with Jesus. She didn't turn away her face. She didn't run away and hide. She was still there. Oh, be like Mary. Be like Mary. Some people can't handle the sacrifice, but oh, be like Mary. I want you to know the reward is greater than the pain. Oh, hear me again. The reward is greater than the pain. Oh, yes. She went all the way to the cross. The Bible says she went to the tomb. She was ready to help anoint him for his burial. I'm sure somewhere in the back of her mind, in the deep recesses of her heart, there was a little glimmer, a little flame of hope. That thought, maybe, Brother AJ, maybe we won't find him. I hope he's not there. I don't want to see him. I don't want to smell him. I don't want to experience this. But she was there. She was there. And I want you to know that not only was she there, but she was there when he rose from the dead. She was there when he ministered. When he fed, when he healed, when he showed himself alive by many infallible proofs. I'm sure I can only imagine a mother's heart today as she spent every waking moment that she could with him. I'm sure she followed him from hillside to hillside. The Bible is silent on all that, but I can just imagine that a mother's heart, she said, if I can walk, I'm going. You can't keep me from there. I'm going to go to the hillside. I'm going to go to the garden. I'm going to go to the mountain. I'm going to be there. And when he kissed them all goodbye and he rose up into heaven and he disappeared into the clouds, the Bible says she was there. Oh, but she wasn't finished. She wasn't finished because guess what? She wasn't holy. She wasn't saved. She wasn't all that just because she had been chosen. She still needed something. And so when Jesus said, hey, I want you to go to Jerusalem, and I want you to go to the upper room, and I want you to wait there for the promise of the Father. He said, I am with you now, but then I must go away, so then I shall be in you. She said, all right, I'm going. If he's coming back, I'm going to be there when he gets there. And so we find her in the upper room. Oh, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, there came a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it set down upon each of them, and they were all, everybody say all, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave the utterance. Oh, hear me today, be like Mary. Be like Mary. She was there. She was there at the beginning. She was there at the temple. She went to worship. She went to find him when she couldn't find him. Be like Mary. Oh, hallelujah. She was there when he did his first miracle. Be like Mary. She was there at the cross. She was there at the tomb. She was there in the upper room. Be there. The musicians will come. I tell you, I can only imagine when she lifted her hands. Sister Valerie, when she lifted her hands and the Holy Ghost came, And the Spirit came inside of her, and she began to speak with other tongues. I'm sure tears rolled down her face. She says, "Oh, I've felt this before. I've been here before. But now I don't have to say goodbye to him. Now I don't have to release him to the world. Now I just get to carry him to the world. Now I don't have to give him to a cross or a tomb. But oh, now I can give him to life and light, and I can show him to the world." Everywhere that Jesus went, Mary was sure to go. And so my quest for mothers today, for others that are here, whether you're male or female, it does not matter to me. Be like Mary. Be like Mary today. On this Mother's Day, could you find more than you bargained for? Oh, the cakes are good. In fact, they're the best. In fact, if you've got to pass up the cake, just take the icing. It'll be good enough. You can just lick it right off. You don't even need to eat the cake. It's so good. It's so good. Confetti. Oh, yeah. I feel it. It's coming. But as sweet as that is, could you hear me today, this simple little preacher today? Taste and see that the Lord, he is good. He's sweet like the honeycomb. Oh, he is like the milk and honey from the promised land. He's all that and more. In fact, I've been in this thing since I was born, 50 years or more. I've had the Holy Ghost for 39 plus years. And today on this Mother's Day, he's sweeter. He's better. I'm going to use some bad English, Sister Leslie. He's gooder than he's ever been. He's better than he's ever been. Oh, hallelujah. He's still just as real as he was the day I met him. Oh, I feel like Sister Langham today, one of our lost, long-lost mothers that's gone on to her reward. She stood right there in that aisle. She said this. She said, "I loved him from the day I met him. And so here I am today. I want to be like Mary. I don't want to ever be away from him. When he comes back, I want to be ready. And when eternity starts, I want to be with him." Let's stand. I've said all the way through the last 14 months of craziness that we have had to deal with, stop being fearful. Don't worry about your physical life. Worry about your spiritual life. The only people that should be afraid of the virus are those that are not ready to meet him. Because guess what? I'm going to die when he wants me to die. Now, I'm not tempting fate. As I've said before, I'm not telling you to go lick doorknobs around here. I'm telling you just to walk in faith. Stop being fearful. Turn off the news. Say, "I'm going to be like Mary. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there. If God's going to show up, I'm going to be there. If people are going to be worshiping him, I'm going to be there. If people are going to be praying, I'm going to be there." Because life is finite, but eternity is infinite. So make decisions accordingly. Oh, this altar's open. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I speak conviction into this house. Lord, I pray that you would break down every wall. I pray that you would break down every barrier. I pray that you would roll away every stone, every life that feels like it's dead already. I ask you to bring it to life. I ask you to restore it today in the name of Jesus on this Mother's Day. Oh, yes. Oh, he's in the restoration business. He's in the restoration business. He's in the restoration business. Hear it today. Hear it today. Be like Mary. Be like Mary. Yes.
Just wanna be with you.
Yes. Yes, that's it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Fill this place.
Oh, I wanna be with him.
Just wanna be with you.
Oh, I wanna go to heaven. I don't wanna go to hell.
Just wanna
whatever it takes. Whatever it takes, I wanna be with him. I want to be with him, whatever it costs. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah.
I just want to be with you.
Oh, yarraka, yarra, da, 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 da